Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, before we go to Hollywood, how'd everything go Friday before the storms kicked in? How'd you do?
Hear that I got on the thing twice for 2 seconds?
The second time, I thought.
Did you get up? Yes or no?
The thing is, we're supposed to have 2 hours to work on this thing and to figure it out, and it is difficult. I'll give it. It is very difficult.
Oh, there he goes.
I didn't really get a fair shot at it, so we're gonna try it again.
Hollywood took a bad spill.
I did fall.
Everybody thought you flipped back and hit your head, but you're saying that wasn't the case.
Yeah, no, it was concrete. I actually my head shattered in the back. They glued me back together. I'm here
if it
today,
wasn't so. Kind okay. of a bouncy situation Hollywood would have been in the concussion protocol. Not even a question.
I cared for just 2 seconds till you said that. All right, what else you got going on this morning?
Sore the day after, if it makes you feel any better.
All right, I did get that text.
Yeah. Well, this didn't take long here, guys. Antonio Callaway is going to be suspended for the first 4 games of the NFL season. A little bit of weed trouble with him. Flashback, though, by the way.
Man.
He's a product of a school that produces their fair share of criminals at the University of Florida. Mm. He was suspended for the entire 2017 season after allegedly using stolen credit card information to fund bookstore accounts.
I don't remember that.
So that's in the past, man. Why you got to bring that up?
It was 2 years ago.
I'm not here to talk about the past.
You know what's really sad about this? Is if he ever gets it together completely.
All right. I know where you're going there.
He's got a chance to be. Still, even after this 4-game suspension, the fact that they're like, Antonio, we're not letting you go, brother. We believe in you because your ass is really good. We haven't seen the best of you yet. I think I'd have taken him too, man. Right. I'd have done what the Browns do.
Oh,
but
they didn't like draft him in the first round.
This bums you out, though, a little bit. Just got to get it together.
Just keep it together, man.
Crazy talent.
Do you guys see as we go to baseball here what happened to Brewers pitcher Adrian Hauser?
No.
Middle of the first inning, goes to field a ball, makes a little bit of an error on the play, goes back to the mound, and pukes all over the place.
Come on.
Pukes all over the place. The cool part of this story, though, is that he goes on to play 6 more innings, gives up 1 run, 3 hits, and 10 strikeouts.
Right.
So what did he say? What was it? His stomach flu or?
What do you think?
I don't know, man.
We'll let you do the termination.
Drinking the night before? Come on.
We had a rough one, man.
It's funny, though, because, first of all, you could see it. They showed the whole thing on TV, and you can see, you know, the moments right before you puke? And, like, you know it's coming, and there's really nothing you can do about it. Like, this guy's in the middle of the field. There's really nothing. He starts rubbing his stomach, and he makes that, like, kind of, like, heaving motion.
That's
like
pretty bad. You couldn't get back to the dugout, throw up in the bathroom,
just let it out,
come
man.
Back out
just let
for
it
everybody
out.
To see it.
Yeah.
I was hoping
man.
This was going to lead to some stories from you because I feel like in your day, there might have been a little bit of puking.
Of course.
Yeah.
I could say some guys' names, but I'm not going to because I did think about somebody going, we're watching one of our teammates against the Colts. Back and the Colts weren't very good. They were really bad, actually. And we came out to warm up, and we were watching him down in the corner of the end zone throwing up. And they had the trainer go over and check on him, and we just looked at each other and go, my man stayed out all night, and he's hurting. I said, but don't worry about it. My man never misses games because
of
this.
Yeah.
And he went on, and he had a couple of touchdowns.
It's all that matters. How you playing?
I mean, he was great anyway, but yeah. Yeah, there's been some guys stay out late that
all matters
help
how
themselves.
You perform,
yeah,
my man.
Couldn't help.
But you throw up on the field or not, that's
yeah,
it.
A little alcohol.
Yeah, who cares?
All right, we go to college football for this next one here, and LSU's Jarrell Cherry who came into LSU as part of the 2018 recruiting class. He was a 6'3", 224-pound outside linebacker. Now, he redshirted his last season and switched to defensive end. He's now weighing in at 280 pounds.
Wow.
And can bench 485 pounds. They call him Whole Cherry now as his nickname. And one of the things that he did to help bulk up, the coaches, the LSU coaches, would load his backpack with bricks. And he would walk around campus carrying bricks.
That's normal, right?
We never did that, but maybe.
I mean, what the hell's wrong with people, man? Loading your bag up with bricks?
Wow. That's
crazy. Wow. Yeah, that's a little extreme, no?
That's nuts.
Like maybe eat some extra protein or something?
That's what I thought he was going to say. They load him up on different things, some different legal things. What else you got, Woody?
All right, Joe, this is for you here. A beautiful moment on the tennis court here with Serena Williams and Bianca something from Canada, who ended up winning the match against Serena. Serena had to retire due to injury. And very nice moment between the two of them when Bianca went over, gave her a hug, basically told her Serena's her hero and all this stuff. It was a very nice moment. The crowd stood and clapped. Beautiful moment from a beautiful sports show.
Poor Serena, man.
So, what was that girl's last name?
You want to give it a shot?
Something.
Andreescu?
Okay.
Don't ask me.
You're the page one. Out of my book.
Hey, you're
something.
The one that telling the story. I was just listening.
I didn't even attempt it.
I will tell you, though, Serena, man, she – so if you're Serena, she's getting in the finals. Every time she plays, she's in the finals, right? But she either loses in the finals or she gets injured because she's getting older. But it's incredible what she's been able to do late in her career.
You can never bet against her. You can never bet against that woman. Never. Never.
Crazy. Anyway.
That tournament was in Cincinnati, right? Is that a hotbed for tennis?
Really?
Is that where it was, Cincinnati? I think the men were up in Canada.
Doesn't really scream tennis, though.
Well, Cincinnati's got – yeah, they got events for the women everywhere.
It just doesn't scream tennis to me.
And then Cincy?
Yeah.
Finally here, guys, we go to a big story here. And Lucky Charms, the cereal.
Yeah.
If you're one of those people that likes to pick out the marshmallows, you're in luck here.
Come on, man. What kid hasn't done that? What kid hasn't done that?
Well, you don't have to anymore. Lucky Charms has teamed up with Jet Puffed Marshmallows, and they're going to be selling the bags for $1.50. And it's just the Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Oh, it's got to be both.
You like it both?
You need the cereal too? A handful of both?
Yeah.
I like the combination together. Lucky Charms.
I'm actually going to go with Joe on this one. I do like the marshmallows. But I just think a whole bag of the marshmallows.
That's
the
second best, by the way, for drinking your milk after it's gone, too. The sweet milk. Milk gets sweet.
What's the best?
Cocoa for Cocoa Pops. Cocoa for Cocoa Pops.
I would say any of those chocolate cereals,
Cocoa for
right?
Cocoa Pops.
Any of those chocolate cereals.
That stuff's
Cookie
good.
Crisp. That's Oreo
the
one.
The one you had out there was really good.
What was out there? Honeycombs was out there before.
No. There was the chocolate out there. It was really good. Really good. What else you got, Woody?
That's it. I'm just listening to you talk about milk.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.